We're coming very close to the last days of Passover, Pesach, which is also part of the holiday of liberation. Pesach itself is getting liberated from the slavery in Egypt. And the last days of Pesach basically remember the opening of the Red Sea and the Jewish people going through the sea, etc. And that's also part of the liberation of Pesach. Now, the question is very simple. If already the first days of Pesach represent liberation, what's the addition of the last days of Pesach that also represent liberation? So I'm going to explain these in a few ways, in different ways. Way number one is you can easily say that the Jewish people only understood really that they were free of Egypt when they went through the sea. Why? Because after going through the sea, and the sea, of course, opened for them and then closed on top of the Egyptians and they drowned, etc., they really understood, okay, that's it. We're free. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two, liberation, it's an ongoing process. It's not that you get liberated, and that's it. I'm free. No. Actually, when you leave the first quote-unquote Egypt, that means when you leave the first level in which you were trapped and you were tied to and you were in your comfort zone and so on, you get into a new level. Wow, it's difficult. Now it's different. Now I'm free. But once you get used to that, that new level becomes your new Egypt, quote-unquote, and you need to get liberated from that. So it's a continuous process of growing. A person can never say, I finished. You know when it's finished? When you're done. When you don't have life anymore. That's when, quote-unquote, your work finished in this world. Because God says, that's it. I don't want you more in my world for whatever reason it is. I don't know, age or you're not fulfilling your mission, whatever the case is, that's when it's finished. Before that particular moment in life, which is also part of life, you still have work to do. You still have to grow. But then there's another explanation, a little bit deeper explanation. The word in Hebrew, Pesach, which means Passover, Pesach can be also understood like the coming together of two words, Pesach, the mouth that talks. Pe means a mouth, and Sach, Sicho, means a talk. So the mouth that talks, that's Pesach. But then the Jewish people went through the Red Sea. That opening of the sea, it's brought down in the Psalms and in different places that God opened something called in Hebrew, Nahar. Nahar means like a river. God opened the river and we went through that, etc. Nobody really knows where this place in the world is, but whatever the case is, it doesn't really matter. We have two types of openings, so to speak, two types of liberation, which actually represent two levels of work within yourself. The first level of work, which is the first days of Pesach, that you have to go out of Egypt, your oppressions and your limitations, etc. Because that's the word Egypt in Hebrew, Mitzrayim, means Mitzrayim, limitations. The first days of Pesach, you know what it represents in your work within yourself? Watch what you talk about. Watch your mouth. Pesach. Whatever the mouth is talking, you have to actually liberate your mouth from bad talk and talking bad about other people and insulting and so on. That's the first days of Pesach. But then comes the second part of this liberation. Then comes the last days of Pesach when God opened the Nahar. Nahar means a river, and usually in the mysticism of Judaism, that belongs to something internal. That which was hidden became revealed. What's regularly hidden? The words that a person talks are actually revelated. That's why I'm talking and people are listening. But the words that are inside the person, the thoughts, nobody knows about. So the passing through the Red Sea represents that which was hidden got actually revealed. The thoughts of a person also need work, also need to be, a person has to notice and be conscious of his own thoughts and know which thoughts are proper and which are not proper. And you also need a liberation on that level. So the first days of Pesach are actually liberating. Of what? Of what you talk about. And the last days of Pesach are also liberation. It's a repetition? No. It's in a deeper level. That which is hidden within yourself also needs a liberation. May God help us to fulfill all these different explanations, actually through liberating ourselves with the coming of our righteous Mashiach speedily in our days.